My name Richard Choi. My title, I don't know. I'm an industrial designer. Design mobile phone at the daytime, and partly I work on this to support Hong Konger. Yeah, I think that's it.
Great, and I'm Jason Clark, Reverend Doctor. I'm a church minister in Sutton, a church that we planted nearly 25 years ago. I help already with lots of churches in Sutton doing things in the community, and are very involved in helping local churches welcome and support Hong Kongers, and partnering with UKHK.org, a national organisation that's trying to facilitate churches in the UK supporting Hong Kongers coming to the UK.
I'm Jack Broadburn. I work as a project manager, and I'm a member of Sutton Vineyard Church.
Excellent. So can you tell me a bit about the Dragon Boat Festival, please?
Yeah, maybe I'll go first. Cooked up the idea for this. So we're aware there's so many Hong Kongers coming to the UK and coming to Sutton in particular, over 1,000, we think. Richard's got more details on that. And a lot of people probably wondering why Hong Kongers are here and don't know the bigger story and don't know why they've picked Sutton. So we wanted, in a spirit of friendship, to do things to tell a story locally, and something that would welcome Hong Kongers to Sutton. There's lots of events and other things already happening. So the Friendship Festival, the idea for it, is a sort of culmination of things. We've had to move it to September because of all things COVID, but we're going to meet in a park. We have got local schools who have been invited by the head of our local authority to take part in this, and there's something for kids in schools to create and make, learning to draw the Cantonese symbol for welcome, making some paper dragon boats, and the idea is that we meet in a park with Hong Kongers, and we'll have events for the children and think like a big school fete in a local park, and where we can be friends together, meet one another together, have fun together, and also tell a story for local media and news and for local residents. Hong Kongers will be taking part, helping facilitate that event. It's not just an event for them. They're going to be helping us host the event. They've been planning the event. We're doing this together, which is wonderful. And then there'll be official welcomes at the end of that time with the head of the local authority, Ruth Dombey, and some local councillors and some other dignitaries that we've invited. So we're hoping overall at the end of the event we'll have had a fun event together, people will have made friends, and there'll be a wonderful story locally for people knowing why Hong Kongers are here and how amazing it's going to be to have them with us.
So I think it's very grateful to have a lot of local churches work together for this event. So like Vineyard Church that Jason's come from, really take a very important part to support this event and support Hong Kong arriving as well. This is really a friendship event, as what Jason mentioned. It will be, right now, from my data, it is around 300 children arriving between May and September. In between these few months, there are 300 children arriving Sutton. So not if you included the parents and maybe their grandparents, it will be simply very easy to get over 1,000 people arriving in coming months. And that I think this is really a welcoming event to, like what Jason mentioned, to let the local people know that, hey, Hong Kong is coming, what is their background, what's their culture, you know, and just to make friends with each other. So, and Hong Kong, really, what we really want to do is help them to integrate the society. More than just the Hong Konger already settled down here in Sutton, they get together. It will be that to make friends with people from the churches or people from different part of Sutton. So help them become not only a Hong Konger in UK, they help them become a truly UK citizen. So I think this event is very, very meaningful, very important to us.
Can you tell us a bit about the experience of Hong Kongers arriving in the UK?
The experience Hong Kong arriving in UK.
Yeah, in the past year-ish.
Yeah, so basically they start to move to UK, I think, around 1 year ago. But then the BNO visa that Hong Kong allow Hong Konger to move here to the UK, they start from beginning of this year. So that's why a lot of Hong Konger move in stuff in March and ramp up, you know, until the summer of this year. And so far, what they've been doing is that they try to get a hotel or B&B, you know, a very short accommodation, just settle down in one place. And during that period of time, maybe 1 month's time, they decide to try to find a house or apartment to rent, because without this, they cannot find a school place for the children. So basically, the whole experience that so far is quite stressful. You can imagine they left their hometown, and they bring whatever they have with them, and without friends and family around. And they have to settle down here with their children, and everything start from scratches. What I can feel is they are very stressful. And that is why we have this group. Basically, we just want to support them, you know, let them know that, hey, you are not alone. You settle down here, but whenever you need help, there's someone who are able to support you. And I think with the help from, let's say, Vineyard Church and all other local churches, they make this whole experience much better than what it normally should be. But we still, you know, monitoring the situation. And maybe Jason, you can share from your point of view, what do you think about this?
Yeah, so I've lived in Sutton's, over 30 years now, and it's one of the most non-ethnically diverse boroughs in the whole of London. Quite a lot of Caucasian, Eastern European people. But I think for a lot of people locally, starting to notice Hong Kongers, because there's so many, you know, and coming out of this lockdown that we've had, in the high street and in the shops. And it's quite striking, because Hong Kongers look very different, and it's been and what I've been able to say to people in the church, they've gone, oh yeah, I've noticed this. I wondered why there seem to be some people here who obviously aren't from, you know, natives to the UK, and then it's been quite moving as we've made friends. We've got a buddy thing that we've had in place, and in particular made really good friends with a good, at the minute, just over 50 Hong Kong families. And they've been meeting with families in our church and going for walks, and their kids have been playing together, and I've met with some Hong Kongers. Once you get up close and hear the story of Hong Kongers, it's so heartbreaking. I've been to Hong Kong 3 times. I love my experiences there with work. But, you know, that people have had to flee, and the crackdown from the Chinese under COVID, and that people are leaving family behind, and all the censorship that's coming into place. And I know when I've got people in my church have said, I sort of don't understand why Hong Kongers are here. And then they go, well, it doesn't sound too bad. And then I say, well, imagine that you had to go to another country, speak a language that wasn't your native language, and everything from your home country was censored and controlled, and you were cut off from, and suddenly the penny drops for people, and they go, that would be awful. And I said, yeah, it is awful. And so it's been very moving. And the Hong Kongers that we've spent time with have just been so gracious and kind and grateful, and surprised that they would be welcomed. And that's the message that we're sharing locally and with each other, that these people are welcome here. We love that they've chosen Sutton. We're glad they chose Sutton and not Kingston, if I'm allowed to say that. And we're going to have lots of new friends. And these guys are going to be a huge blessing to us socially, economically, relationally, culturally, in so many ways. It's just going to add such a richness to our area. And that's what we're finding in a small way as we make friends. And that's what we want everyone in our borough to find out.
Excellent. Thank you very much for speaking to me. Is there anything else that anyone would like to mention?
Jack, do you want to mention when the Friendship Festival is taking place, just for anyone who's interested, now the date that we've got?
Yeah, absolutely. So the event is going to be on the 18th of September, so after the school holidays, and it's going to be from 2:30 until 4:30 in Beddington Park.